just the bottom line, we can't put 40 minutes together. We're playing great one quarter. Next quarter, we just stopped doing everything that we were doing in the first place. Our transition defense, we weren't finding the shooters. We worked on it all week. We're just going to have to, you know, just put in some more work, try to get it together where we can at least put 20 minutes together of good basketball.
Coach, is something physically wrong with Cheryl?
Cheryl has a bad back, and yesterday she didn't even practice. So, you know, she's been day to day, but she's had good days, more so than bad days. So, you know, I just think that, you know, teams are just outplaying us. It's not one person. You know, they're outplaying us. They're working harder. We have to find some kind of way to get a group that are going to play together for 40 minutes.
You got in a situation again where once they did come back on you, you guys had to play uphill, and that kind of seemed where you started to struggle. Just kind of talk about, even when you start hitting shots at the end and getting Tina and Michelle really involved inside, when you're having that uphill battle and they're shooting the way that they did tonight, the challenge that lies in that.
Well, we had the same shot selection in the first half. We were able to get the ball inside. We were missing, you know, easy buckets. But again, it all goes to us putting, being consistent out on the court. We can't keep playing, it's like a roller coaster. So we have to, at some point, find some kind of way to put it all together and stay steady.
Did you like the production, although it was a lot, the production you got from Tina and Michelle has been a consistent factor with this team this year?
Tina, Micah, Bob, they've been playing consistent ball every game so far. Michelle is a great post player, and we're trying to get her to be, you know, she finished with, 20 and 12. But, you know, we have to get her to be confident like that for the whole 40 minutes, because we do need her out there. We need her out there to score. You know, I expect mistakes from rookies and certain players, but, you know, our vets have to step it up.
Talk about the turnovers again. Most of them, I guess, unforced.
Yeah, and we talked about that same thing in Phoenix. I believe we ended up with 26 turnovers. Most of them were unforced. You know, it's just, you know, we're trying to get to, you know, I brought some new people in. We are trying to get that chemistry together and learn each other. We have a lot of young players. So, you know, we're going to keep working on that. It's just, you know, we have to be able to withstand some pressure and not, you know, fold.
Talk about the defense, or, I guess, lack thereof against Becky Hammond.
You know, lack thereof, I don't know. Tamara Moore played good defense on her, and at times, she's a hard player to guard. I mean, she's a great player. She moves well without the ball. She keeps her dribble alive. It's like guarding Steve Nash. You're not going to stop him. You're not going to shut him down. You know, same with Becky Hammond. You know, I can't just beat Tamara Moore down because she did a great job on her. You know, I mean, she's a great shooter. You have to know where she is at all times. But, you know, will you get her in a game to score 2 points? I doubt it. Not if she's on the court. So, you know, I think we had breakdowns from every position on the court. We just have to, you know, we did a great job in the first quarter, and that was Comets basketball. That's what we've been working on. And, you know, we just have to find some kind of way to stick with that. Not lose focus.
Thank you.
Thank you.